So you just finished a procedure about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yes.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's not at all what I expected. It's a very simple procedure. I feel good. I thought that I was going to be more emotional after having gone through this, but I'm not. Everything was explained to me in detail. I was treated very, very well. Everyone was patient. It was just an overall great, great experience.
You had actually been to a clinic a few days ago.
And I went to a clinic when I was about 6 weeks, when I just hit the 6 week mark, and it was the worst experience I have gone through. I did a lot of research. This clinic was recommended to me by a friend who had gone there and had the procedure done. And when I got there, the receptionist was very rude. I waited about 4 hours, got inside. The doctor who took me in to get the sonogram just basically rushed through everything, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. I ended up not getting the procedure done there, and I couldn't be more happy about it.
It was very scary. So you actually walked out? Or
yeah.
You just didn't feel comfortable
after speaking to the counselor, like, and seeing how everything was and all the rooms and stuff. It was just, I was very uncomfortable. I ended up freaking out and kind of breaking down and had a very emotional moment. I wasn't allowed to be with my boyfriend during this time. They wouldn't allow him to come in the room with me, mm-hmm. which was a big deal because we wanted to go through this together.
So at that point, you didn't know about us?
No, at that point, I had no idea about you guys. So I spent about a week and a half, maybe two, really, really depressed about the situation and very emotional, and it was just a complete emotional roller coaster. I knew I had to do something about it as soon as possible because I didn't want it to be too late. I didn't want more, like, you know, my...
To be further.
Yeah, my pregnancy to be further. So I went online and did some research, came across early options, and the website was phenomenal. It listed a lot of details. I called in, and the person who I spoke with on the phone answered all of my questions, made me feel very comfortable and at ease, and after arriving to the office, it was just great experience.
And you guys were together this time, and
yes,
it mattered to both of you to be able to be together.
Well, from my perspective, I never had any idea how difficult it is to find a facility that's warm, that has a predominantly female staff, and that makes someone feel comfortable and not just like a statistic. When she came to me and told me that she found this place, it was a no-brainer. I knew that she had serious nerves and anxiety and a lot of emotional distress from the first experience. She had made one phone call here and already felt way more at ease and way more comfortable. And so I had a good feeling about it going in. The fact that I was included in the experience as well is comforting because she shouldn't have to go through it alone. It's mm-hmm. something that both of us are responsible for. So we should share in the
experience.
The emotional burden and everything else that comes with it.
So you also ended a pregnancy quite a while ago when you were young.
When I was 16, I went to Planned Parenthood and had an abortion. I was pretty far along. I'm not quite sure how far. I don't remember. But even that experience was traumatizing. It was scary to have all the picketers outside of the clinic. They literally surrounded my car. They were saying really crazy stuff to me and my mom who came with me, and it was just not a good experience. And it's really sad to see that in this country and in New York State alone, there's not a lot of offices like this one that are comforting and understanding of the difficult time that any woman is going through.
And do you have a sense of sort of the impact of that emotionally and the sort of how your medical care impacts on your overall experience of going through this decision and, you know, thinking about it in the future? I know you just had it, but mm-hmm. do you have a sense of the difference?
It's a huge difference. I mean, I had no idea that this procedure, the soft touch procedure, even existed. It was not something that was made aware to me, and if it wasn't for Google, I would have never found out about it. And it's something that I definitely think more people should be aware of.
There's so much misinformation on the internet and also on the placards
yes.
during the picket lines of what's actually there. And so I really encouraged you to look at both the ultrasound and the tissue.
Yes. I felt more at ease after looking at the ultrasound and the tissue. When I saw the ultrasound, it looked a little bit bigger than I expected compared to how looking at it in real life. And it's definitely something that more people should see. I mean, it's not, there's no hands, there's no feet,
there's no embryo.
There's nothing there but tissue. It kind of looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah. So you were looking at the gestational sac, which becomes the amniotic sac.
Exactly.
So that's really what comes out at the stage under 10 weeks, and there's no embryo. But a lot of women, really, because of the misinformation out there, imagine that there's more there than is.
And especially being pregnant, I mean, there's so many hormones and so many emotions and so many thoughts that cross through your mind that it's very hard to make a decision like this. But going through this procedure at this office made everything so much better.
If I could just add that. Yeah. There truly is psychological warfare going on with regards to the information about these types of procedures at different stages in the pregnancy. And the fact that, you know, you guys have a specialty in differentiating the fact that it's something that was caught early, was, you know, not the right time, or, you know, whatever reason someone might have for needing to make that decision. You guys are understanding, no judgment is held.
Do you think... I'm always hoping that going the way that we support you to both be here together, that it is a way to make you closer rather than to make you feel more alone.
Yes.
You know, going through this.
Absolutely.
Do you think it's had a positive
impact
on your relationship?
Absolutely. I mean, we went through something really big together, and it's definitely brought us closer. One of the things, like how he mentioned, everything is done quickly at a clinic, and no, there's no connection, there's no worry about the patient. It's just like you're just another number, as opposed to here, you guys actually take the time to know the person and know the patient and connect with them and make everything just go smoother.
Anything else you want to add for somebody who's just finding that positive pregnancy test and is terrified?
I'd like to add that it's a very emotional process. It's very scary to have to go through, and it's hard to make a decision like this. But looking at the bigger picture, sometimes you do things not for yourself, but for your child. And right now, like, or at that moment for me speaking, it's not the time to bring a life into this world that I might or may not be able to provide everything that I would want to provide for my child. It's definitely worth everything.
When the time's right, it's really wonderful.
Absolutely.
When the time's not right,
it's very difficult, and it could cause a lot of downfall, and it's not okay.
And if someone's just finding that positive pregnancy test, it could be extremely overwhelming and extremely emotional, and it's refreshing and reassuring that at least one place like this exists.
And it won't be so rough on your body. The fact that there was no scraping involved is really big for me, and I was very worried about for future fertility and what damage could be done if I had gone to the clinic, and I was way too early at that stage to have gone through a procedure so invasive that could potentially affect my conceiving in the future.
So you did get scraped, do you know that?
When I was 16, was definitely scraping, for sure.
Because now at least a lot of places there isn't scraping. Like, they're still doing electric suction, but most places have stopped scraping, thank goodness. But the problem is a lot of clinics don't guarantee that, so it's kind of left up to the doctor as to what approach they're going to use. So it's not something you can, you know, if you ask when you schedule an appointment, a lot of times they won't. I don't know if you tried to do that, but...
Yeah, no, they don't really give you much detail to see. The doctor will explain when you see him.
Yeah.
It's and very vague.
One thing I also like to add is, upon recovering after the procedure, when I was 16 compared to now, I was literally in the waiting room completely woozy and very lightheaded and not conscious, and I was kicked out of the waiting room because they had so many people, and I was sent home, and it was just an absolute horrible experience.
And now
I had all the time. Yep, I had all the time for me to recover with my boyfriend, make sure that I was okay. I was given stress relievers and nice warm pads. Everything was just done so good. So very well done.
Well, thank you for taking the time. It makes all the difference, I think, for women to hear other people who've just been through this.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.